But what's going to be? Shovak Beninis de Kavosa. Let's say originally again the case was that Shimon bought all the fields off Reuven. Let's say Reuven had pairs. Reuven had two fields of Idius, two fields of Beninis, and two fields of Zeburius. But he had two properties of middle type. And he went ahead and sold one of them to Levi. So Lamaisa, Shimon still has a Beninis by himself. So then, Levi could throw away the Baal Chayv. Motzi Yomalei. Levi could say to the Baal Chayv, Yishino, Henachti Lecho Mokom Ligvei Semenu. Don't come and bother me. I left you over a place to collect from. Like, I know, Dalocha, that you, Baal Chayv, you have a right to collect from the Beninis. That's why I made sure that Shimon, that bought the property off Reuven, still has some Beninis. I made sure Shimon has two lands of Beninis, and I only bought off one. So therefore, if you, Baal Chayv, want to come and collect the money, Levi has a right to send them back to Shimon. Don't come and bother me. Go to Shimon. He's the one that brought the property off Reuven, and he still has Beninis. He has the property you're supposed to collect. Omar Abaya. Abaya says like this. What's going to be if Reuven Shemochar Sodel Lishimin Beachrayis? Reuven had property, and he sold it to his friend Shimon Beachrayis, with the obligation. That means that let's say somebody comes, that Reuven owes money to somebody, and Reuven can't pay him back, so that person has a right to come and take away the field from Shimon. So he sold it to him Beachrayis, and if the field is taken away from Shimon, Reuven will pay Shimon back the money. That's called Reuven sold his field to Shimon Beachrayis, with a guarantee that even if it's going to be taken away later, I guarantee you I'll pay you back your money. And what happened? That's what happened to Akka. The also Bachoyv de Reuven, the Ketorah Flemenei. What happened was a month later, so Bachoyv de Reuven, that means a person that lent Reuven $1,000 a year ago, now came to Reuven to collect his money. And Reuven doesn't have a penny to his name. So halacha is, you're allowed to collect the money from Mishabadim, from the property that Reuven already owned and sold to somebody else. This Baal Chayv is allowed to come and collect it. So the Baal Chayv now came and took away the property from Shimon. So what's the halacha now? That Shimon now has the right to come back to Reuven and tell Reuven, listen, you have to pay me back my money. I bought the property with a guarantee that if it's taken away from me, you'll pay me back. So halacha is that Reuven has to pay the money back to Shimon. But the halacha is now that Dinhu, there's a halacha, the Oza Reuven. Before now, what happened here? Now the Baal Chayv, the person that lent the money to Reuven, went to Reuven, pay me, I don't have a penny to my name. Says, okay, I'm going to Shimon, the one that bought the field. So halacha is, Reuven now has the right, before the Baal Chayv takes the ground, the property away from Shimon, that Reuven has, halacha has the right, to go umaftilei, and he has the right to argue with this Baal Chayv. Rashi says, maftilei means, im yesh loy olav shum gilgul dvorim. If he has any type of complaints against this Baal Chayv, lachshav chayv keneged chayv, as if to say, maybe you owe me other money instead of this, or else oy ishtabeli delay praticho, or else Reuven has a right to tell the Baal Chayv, I want you to swear to me first that I did not pay you up. So in other words, Reuven now is coming and stopping the Baal Chayv from taking the property away from Shimon. That's the halacha. Reuven has the right to stop him. Stop him means to tell him, I want you to swear to me first that I didn't pay you up. And the chiddush is that, and I should not think to say that the Baal Chayv could tell Reuven, push him away, and say, listen, lav baal dvorim the diat, you're not my baal dover now. I'm not talking handling with you right now. You're out of the picture. I went to you and asked you for money, you told me right now you're broke. You don't have a penny, okay, you're out of the picture. Who am I talking with now? I'm going to go straight to Shimon, the person that bought the property off you, and I'm going to him, I'm going to show him my shtar chay, that I have a shtar saying that Reuven owes me $1,000, and you're the one that bought this property off Reuven after I lent him the money. Therefore, this property is meshubah to me, so I have a right now to go to Shimon and take my money. So the chura, the Baal Chayv should say, who am I handling with now? Shimon. You, Reuven, you're out of the picture. You don't have a penny to your name now. I'm not talking to you right now. That's the chiddush know, that the Baal Dover, the Baal Chayv can't tell this to Reuven, you're out of the picture, not my Baal Dover. No. The Reuven has the right to say, yes, I'm the Baal Dover, and I want you to swear to me. Why? Mishum diyomalei. Because Reuven talks to this Baal Dover and says, you should know, to mafkos minei olai hoder. You think I'm out of the picture? I'm not out of the picture. What are you doing now? You're going now to Shimon to collect the field away from Shimon. But you know what Shimon's going to do right after that? Shimon's going to come back to me. Shimon bought the field for me, Bachrayis, with a guarantee that if it's taken away from him, he comes back to me and I have to pay him the money. So Lamaisa Shimon is going to come back to me, Reuven, to collect the money from me. So therefore Reuven has the right now, he's called the Baldover. He has to do with this money. And therefore if Reuven has any type of a complaint to stop the Baal Chayv from collecting the field from Shimon, he has a right to stop him and tell him, listen, I have this complaint against you, or else I want you to swear to me that you didn't get paid up yet. And Reuven is called the Baldover. That's one shot, what Abaye said. Vika the army, some say a little bit stronger than that. Vika the army, some say like this even. That Afilo Shaloi Biachrai is Nami. Even if when Reuven sold the field to Shimon, he did not give Shimon a guarantee. That means if the Baal Chayv now comes and takes the field away from Shimon, Shimon loses out. Shimon cannot come back to Reuven to get his money. He did not buy it with a guarantee. Even in that case, still, Reuven has the right now to complain to the Baal Chayv to stop him from collecting the money to Shimon. Even though L'churish, Reuven is not a Baal Dover right now. Because if the Baal Chayv takes the field away from Shimon, Shimon cannot come to complain back to Reuven. He didn't buy it with a guarantee. He can't get any money back from Reuven. So L'chura, the Baal Dvorim now is, the Baal Chayv is going to Shimon, and that's all. L'chura, Reuven is out of the picture. Still, the secret of the army say no. Reuven is still called like a Baal Dover here. And Reuven, if he has any complaints or if he tells him to swear, the Baal Chayv has to swear to Reuven. Why? To Yomalei. Because Reuven has a right to stick up and say, L'nichali d'tehevelei l'shimen terumas alai. I don't want my friend Shimon to have complaints against me. Like true. If you, Baal Chayv, come now take the field away from Shimon, Shimon can't come back to me and ask me for money. I didn't guarantee him. I didn't sell to him, Bachrayis. But everybody knows he's going to have complaints against you. He's not going to like you. Tarumas means complaints, stam. I have ill feelings against you. So Lamaisa, Shimon is going to have ill feelings against Reuven. That here Shimon bought the field off Reuven, and a month later, Reuven's Baal Chayv, the person that Reuven lent $1,000 to, now is coming to collect the field away from me. So Shimon is going to have ill feelings against Reuven that you gave me a bad deal, you sold me a field and it's taken away from me. So therefore Reuven has a right to say, I don't want my friend Shimon to have ill feelings against me. Therefore I want to stick up for my friend and I think I have rights to say that you, Baal Chayv, have no right to collect the money. Therefore Reuven is called like a Baal Dover and he can stick up and he can tell the person, I want you to swear to me, or if any other complaint he has a right to say it. Omar Abaye said like this, what's going to be if Reuven Shemocha sold to Shimon Shloim Achrayis? Reuven again sold the field to his friend Shimon without any guarantee, Shloim Achrayis, that if somebody later is going to come and take away the field from Shimon to say like Reuven owes us $1,000 before this, that I have a right to get the field, Shimon loses out. He bought it without a guarantee. Now the story was, V'yotza Olav Asi.